Okay, we're now joined by the winning crew chief of the number 9 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet, and that is Alan Gustafson. We'll get right to questions for Alan. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we'll get you a mic. We'll start right here, then move to Bob.
Blake Smith, WLME Owensboro. Alan, you left Charlotte with a chance, you know, you might not get any practice at all, and you didn't get any laps at all to the race. When you built that number 9 car to bring it to Atlanta, did you build more speed into it, or was it more handling for that number 9 machine?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we knew we weren't going to get any practice with the way this schedule is, and I think not qualifying was probably a little bit of an advantage for us. We weren't focused on that really at all. We were more focused on the car driving well and racing well, and I think if we would have had to qualify, we certainly wouldn't have been first and wouldn't have been able to have that first pit pick. So that was fortuitous. It worked out for us. You know, certainly it's earned by our performance in the past, but yeah, I was pretty happy when it rained out. To be honest with you, I was pretty happy. That was a good step in the right direction for us.
Do you set this car up like a Daytona or a Talladega, or is it kind of a mixture in between?
No, I think they're all pretty different. You know, this I feel like this is really specific for this track. You know, as much as any other circuit is, you know, you don't set it up like any other place. It's pretty specific. You know, it's got pretty specific needs. You know, obviously your car's got to be fast and be able to draft well, but has to be able to handle well too. And you know, fortunately for us, we hit it. You know, all the guys worked really hard on it, and we were really good in the spring too. I didn't do a great job on the strategy in the spring and didn't you know, probably put us in the best position, so I think I learned from that, and we were ready to go this time.
Go up here to Bob.
Bob Packers, Fox Sports.
I know who you are, bud.
Yeah.
We got you, Bobby.
Talked to you a few times in my life.
A few times. Me and you are tight.
You know, Chase kind of felt, he kind of let one slip away or get away from him last week. He loses the lead here late. And how big is this win considering those two factors when you look at Chase and his progression as a driver?
Yeah, I mean, I love the gone 3-for-3, you know, last week. He should have, would have, could have, but yeah, I don't necessarily feel like last week was all on him. I think that we needed a little bit better of a car. I think Randall and those guys on the 8 team did a good job. They had a faster car than us, so we needed a little bit better of a car and need to execute the pit stop a little better. And you know, certainly would have loved him to win the race, but you know, there's things we could have done on our side. So yeah, this week was, yeah, you know, it's just tough. You don't know coming in with no practice, and certainly, you know, like we were talking earlier in the weeks, like, it's really hard to know what to expect, but I do feel like it played out pretty similar to the spring. And to finish it off was a big deal because I felt like we had the best car today. And with today's generation of car and, you know, the scrutiny behind them, everybody's really close. So to get a car that is above is a big deal. And you know, you want to pay that off and cash it out. And we were able to do it.
Go to Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. There's been a lot of discussion this year about who's the championship favorite, and different drivers at different times have looked like they've kind of, you know, deserved that label. You guys have 3 wins now. You're leading the points by a pretty comfortable margin. Do you guys feel like you guys are the team to beat for the championship, and does it even matter?
It doesn't matter. I don't think it's way early. I think that a lot of things can happen. You know, we can go next week and you know, I don't know who all has 2 wins, but certainly William, I know, has 2 wins, and he could go win, or, you know, Ross can win, or, you know, Denny could win, or whoever. And, you know, that's going to be the exact same question you'll ask them, right? So I think, you know, I've always said this. I feel like if we do our job and operate to our highest potential, I feel like we'll be able to you know, give anybody a run for their money and compete on any given day. So we just focus on that and, you know, focus on trying to improve. There's still things we can do better. The day was really well. I mean, it went really, really good. You don't get them to go this way a lot, but yeah, I mean, we can learn from today and we can continue to get better. Loudon's not one of our best tracks, so I think we got to bring our best effort there and you know, try to improve and keep trying to get better. And, you know, peaking at the right time is super critical. Yeah, still a long way to go.
We've looked at, you know, teams that seem to kind of have success at different kinds of track this year, and there's not a lot of, you know, consistency across the board. But looking at you guys and where you guys have ran well, super speedways, intermediate tracks, Dover, it seems like you guys are probably right there where you guys are good just about every single week. Is that a fair assessment, where you feel like you can go with this car and win any given week in any given track?
Yeah, certainly, you know, I'm proud of the fact that this team's handled this car as well as we have, and I feel like we've been really competitive week in and week out, and you know, put ourselves in a lot of good positions. So I think that's certainly one of our strengths, and consistency has really been, you know, one of our strengths. And yeah, we just got to keep doing that. And you know, like the question Bob had is, you know, what can lack sometimes is just closing it out. And we just, if we can close out our consistency, then that'll put us in a really good position.
Nate.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. So, Alan, Rick and Jeff were just in here and talking just about how good Chase was in those final three laps. I think Jeff said something that you said something like, how about that? How about that guy? I know you had the best car, but could you sort of evaluate Chase's performance? It seemed like it was pretty good today.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. There's not enough superlatives to say how good he is. I mean, he's just so good. He's so smart. He's such a great race car driver. You know, he was doing a lot of things that he's just one step ahead. The kid's super, super smart, really talented, can handle a lot of situations. And, you know, making it work there. We knew we needed to be the front of a lane. I don't feel like it mattered as fast as our car what lane it was. We just needed to get to where somebody wasn't, you know, blocking our progress, and him to be able to make that move on Martin was amazing. I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch if Martin slipped or, you know, he just kind of forced his way through there. But, yeah, he did great. I mean, he did an amazing job, but he does every week. You know, he makes very few mistakes, and if he does, he's very quick to learn from them and improve. So, yeah, great talent and just a great person.
Go over here to Matt Weaver. Matt, want to raise your hand?
Matt Weaver, Racing America. I'm curious about your unload approach, knowing that the weather would be warmer than it was in March, a lot less grip. Did you basically unbox in the same area, or did you guys kind of take advanced approaches to compensate for the weather?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like I said, I felt like our car was really good in the spring, so I knew we had a good foundation to build off of. Certainly, we had a few tweaks here or there. We weren't super fast in the spring, but our car drove really well, which really aligns itself for this situation, right? So I knew that we were in a pretty good place, that we didn't need to go really off the reservation or really depart very far from where we were. So I felt like if we could bring those same characteristics back and execute a little bit better of a race, we'd certainly have a shot, and we did that, and I was a little bit surprised with the pace in the car. You know, it's hard to predict. You try to do that every week, but to have that was certainly a benefit.
And then with this being Chase's home track, it's not your home track, but does it kind of then become the home track for the entire team? Do you feed off that hometown energy for all of you guys?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot. The nine team has a lot at stake here at Atlanta. A lot of our partners are based here. Napa, you know, has a huge presence in Atlanta. Hooters, Kelley Blue Book, Cox Automotive, all those people who support us and allow us to do what we do, you know, have a strong presence here in Atlanta. So that's a big deal. And then, yeah, for Chase, it's really rewarding to be able to help your friends and your teammates prosper and, you know, reach those milestones that they want to reach and accomplish things that they want to do. So it's special to do that. It's special for me. Anytime you win, it's amazing, right? This is really hard to win in these races. It's really tough. And to win, and then to win for Chase here at Atlanta, and then have all of our partners have such a huge, strong representation here in this area, in this state. So it's, yeah, really special, not only for us, but for them too.
Up here to Jeff.
What did you think of LaJoy going for it there? Is that what you thought would happen?
Yeah, this is all happening really quickly, and I'm not completely 100% focused on all that stuff, but I was expecting him to, yeah, whatever run he had to keep it to the floor and go. You know, I don't think I would expect anything less, so I'm sure that's what he did. Yeah, just, you know, you hate it. It didn't, he crashed. I mean, you know, but that's unfortunately the risk you have to take, and you know, he took it, and I think anybody in his situation do the same thing.
Does it get any sort of like respect points from the garage when he shows up in victory lane and stuff like that?
I mean, I don't know. I can't comment on the garage, but I've, you know, had a relationship with Corey for a while. I've certainly had a relationship with his dad. I've got a lot of respect for his dad. You know, his dad's one of those guys that helped me out when I was a nobody and helps a lot of people out who don't have the resources and don't have the ability to you know, get the seats and get the equipment and do everything they want to do. You know, he's always been a guy that steps up and helps young racers out and supports them. And I'm a huge fan of Randy's, and certainly, you know, when I've been around Corey, same thing. So, yeah, for me, super happy that he had a great run, and I'm just really happy that there was no hard feelings over what happened.
Any more questions for Alan? We'll go to Christian here, and then we'll let him go and bring in the winning driver.
Christian Coley, kickingthetires.net. Rick kind of discussed that all four of the crew chiefs are communicating more than he has ever seen them. You know, kind of talking about how at this point William Byron and his team are kind of a little off now, and y'all are succeeding. You know, kind of how are you kind of giving back the favor that they were giving to y'all back in the early parts of the season?
Yeah, it's always the same. You know, it isn't, you know, you guys see the box scores and you see this guy ran good or this guy didn't run good. You know, it's always the same. We're always continuously trying to help each other out and do the best job we can and, you know, share that resource as best as possible. And we generally want each other to do well. And, you know, the best thing you can really do as a teammate is perform so there's a model for somebody else to go and follow or to learn from. And, I feel like we all do that really well. And, you know, just specifically the 24, I've got a great relationship with Rudy. I'm a huge fan of his. I think he does an amazing job and been a great addition to our team. And William's done amazing. And, yeah, so, you know, anything we can do and always – supporting each other and you know, they know they can do it. Like, I've been through what they're going through now. You know, that's not, you know, you like to think you can control these circumstances, but you can't. And they're just in a situation where some things are happening that's out of their control, and you just got to weather the storm. And, you know, it doesn't really matter till it's the last 10, and they'll be ready to go. I'm very confident of that.
Thank you, Alan. Congratulations. Yep. And good luck next week in New Hampshire.
Thank you. Appreciate it.